Thank you, Brother Emmanuel, for your seed, opportunities, partnerships, money coming into hands, a shifting, financial success, expansion, favor. As you reach, you're going to be able to pull down. God says, lift up your hands and pull down your blessings. For the Lord says, another promotion is coming. Another promotion is coming. Get thyself ready. Stay focused, because God says you're developing new habits that's going to give you the ability to prosper. You will overcome any health challenges. You will overcome any problems as you keep your eyes on me, as you stay focused, diligent, and moving in perseverance and staying determined. You will surely prosper. For the Lord says, the pressure has lifted. Oh, the first 6 months was not easy. Watch for the next 18 months. Yes, watch. Watch. For you will make a name for yourself, and people in power and authority will bless you. For the Lord will say unto thee, now is the time to show what I put inside of you. For this is your season of freedom. Of freedom. For purpose is being made known unto thee. Purpose is coming into your view. Purpose and destiny. And yet this is what you must do. And as you do that, stand diligent. God said, I will bring you into a season of favor and much success.
God bless you, Brother Emmanuel Boni. I hear the word of the Lord unto you, saying, man of God, God says that he's going to give you a voice. God says Amen. That you're going to be speaking. I hear God say to you to not get complacent about some things, because God says that he's pushing you forward. God says there's going to be some sort of reconciliation within the family. I hear God say that there's going to be a greater understanding, a greater faith. God says that he's going to continue to prove himself to you. God says that you're going to receive some sort of recognition, an award, a reward. I'm hearing God says that your voice shall be heard. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Emmanuel. I so agree with Elder Irma. For I heard Father God saying this is the season of recognition, overdue recognition. And Father God said this is the season of fulfillment concerning dreams and desires. Father God says what you've been praying for is praying for you. And I do hear Father God saying this is the season where leadership, God says your leadership skills are coming to the forefront. Father God says this is the season you shall lead, man of God. So prepare, Father God says, for God says prepare for the greater day of reward, the greater day of harvest. And Father God says, yes, the one-on-ones are necessary for you in this season. For Father God says even technology and computers shall be favorable for you. I also hear Father God say favor with banking institutions in this season. God says what he promised you he's going to deliver. So whatever this is concerning land or property, are you planning a move, man of God?
I just got promoted. I work at a bank, and I've just been promoted to an area of computers.
Okay, I didn't know you worked at the bank. Well, Father God says there's going to be some education attached to this. Prepare, man of God. I see them offering you the opportunity for education, further education, because there's some areas that they have in mind for you. So Father God says, know that this is reward time, and this is harvest, and that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord, and I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that you are setting yourself up for a breakthrough, and you're opening up doors of opportunities. Your commitment, your obedience is going to be the thing that's going to cause you to prosper. For the Lord says, you're going to surge ahead, and you're going to rise to the top, and you're going to find that God's going to touch even your bank account. You'll see that happening during the next 7 to 8 weeks. You're going to see that the Lord says, don't get into conflict with someone. You're also going to begin to see that the Spirit says that you're going to thrive and you will prosper and partnerships, but also in a team environment. For your dreams are going to come true, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, stay focused and ground yourself in me. For the Lord says, I'm even touching your body. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord says unto thee that you're going to experience a deep empathy for people that you interact with on a daily basis. And God says, don't let grumpy, unhappy, sad, negative speaking people affect you in any way. For the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to find that you're going to be able to associate with the right people. For the Lord says unto thee that prepare, because as you extend a listening ear to your dearest and nearest, you're going to begin to find that you're going to help them come out of some stressful situations. And you're going to see that in the coming months that you may hear from someone from your past. For the Lord says, this person may have some unfinished business with you. Both you and this individual will settle the matter once and for all. For the Lord says, do not mix business with pleasure as well. Do not mix business and pleasure together. The Lord says, you're about to overhaul your whole lifestyle, and you're going to see dramatic changes happening all around thee. For the Lord says unto thee that this is your season and this is your hour, saith the Lord of hosts. Well, bless you, dear friend. The Lord says, now I want you to begin to move in faith and get a miracle seed in the ground of 55:11. According to Isaiah 55, get your seed in the ground by calling the ministry or going directly to the website. God bless you. Peace and many blessings.